I really enjoyed it myself. I think after, probably after half time for 15 minutes, there was a bit of a lull in the game and they scored and then we responded and we were looking tired at that stage, but we got the equaliser and I thought we went on and probably had the better of the game. And I just said to the lads, it was a great performance, but you know, I feel for them a little bit. We probably deserved the 3 points on the day.
Well, do you know what? Me and Liam both said the same thing, and I know that we're a little bit one-eyed when it comes to our local sides, but you were the better side on balance today, I think, Dino.
Yeah, I think you did, yeah, but you don't always get what you deserve, Jimmy, do you, sometimes? And, you know, we've had games this year where we've not played so well and got points, so, you know, you have to take it on the chin sometimes. But I think the most pleasing thing, as I say, is the performance from the players. We asked for one big effort because they're a top team, Bristol City. They'll go and get promoted. They'll probably do what, halfway up in the Championship with that same squad. So it was always going to be a big ask from the lads, but they responded in more.
But Easter's always a pretty telling time in terms of demands on your players, and a couple of your lads seem to be in the wars at the end there. What's the injury situation?
Yeah, Forts has, I mean, he's made a great save, hasn't he, Frankie?
Oh, he played well. He kept them in it a couple of times.
I mean, he was in the England squad a couple of years ago. That's how good Bristol City are in this division. So, I mean, three or four amazing saves. Forts, point blank, yeah, he's took a whack to his knee. And we'll have to see. We'll be in tomorrow, see how he is, see if he's ready to travel Sunday down to Crawley or not. If not, we've, you know, it's coming at a good time where we've had that many injuries. I think 11 at one point. They're all coming back now, apart from probably one or two that won't feature. So it's a great time, if you look at it half full rather than half empty, it's a great time to be getting them back, as you say, with 2 games in 3 days.
So could just ask you about that 2 in 3 days. If you do this for a living, or you're a supporter, it's brilliant. But in terms of demands of modern football, is 2 in 3, is that too close together?
No, I don't think it's too close together. No, I think you've just got to be careful with your management. You know, they do say for 48 hours after a game, you know, that was the old Raheem Sterling argument, weren't it, with Brendan, with Roy Hodgson with England. Some players need 48 hours, that extra day to recover. So, I mean, we've got 72 hours, but what we can't do in between is probably too much training out on the field. It'll be a lot of tactical stuff, whether it'll be with analysis side or get the old Subuti old table out, something like that, and be a little bit creative with it. But there's not, the good thing is, on the back of such a good performance, there won't be, you know, there's not a lot of surgery needed in terms of, you know, positioning stuff and things that we did wrong today. Most of it was good.